Aber Viktor Grossberger.
Sea face. Sheen. Mem.
Sheen Nun.
Sheen Nun sea face. Could be in a guy this sea. Next sea. Sim Sheen Nun sea face. Lo yamit odem bishisogabim. Amen zan steinim shisogabim. Ve yashtin o yorik bishisayochit. So just like on Gelen, you can't carry something shisogabim. So to spit from one gushus to another gushus is like carrying something from one gushus to another gushus, either spitting or being mashed in, even though it's coming out of your body. But because it's coming out of your body, so your body is in one gushus and it's going into the other gushus, is this also liyamadonim shisarabim v'yashtin or yorib v'shisayochid or v'karmelis, or into a karmelis, or from a karmelis, from a rishus hayochid to a rishus harabim, or yipcha, the opposite way around, so it's from a rishus hayochid to a rishus harabim, or from a karmelis to another rishus. Zodim mishubura, v'yashtin, test, v'yashtin or yorek. The ma, you always need an akira and anocha. So the act, you can push something with your hand from one rishus to another, or any other part of your body can force something to go out. It's also called an akira. And your body is in one rishus, and it's pushing it out. That's called an akira. Marsha moitzi hashesen oyoroik migufoi zemikra akira. Vim hishtin oyorok chayev chatos. The machshavto yishu tzorich lezeh meshavele mokem, vavikilu okem mokem shabo tfochem gemora. So those are the yisod that in any way where you take, where you have an akira and anocha, it has to be a mukam dalad al dalad. Otherwise you're not chai. Afraid the gemara bazoi, if it comes out of your mouth or the shetan, where's the mukam dalad al dalad? So it's not an akira, mi mukam dalad al dalad. And for the gemara, you still chai, because machshavte machshavale mukam, so Rashi is mefarish, that means if you dafka don't want it in this place, or dafka do want it in the other place, then it doesn't have to be a mukam dal dal dalad. Mukam dal dal dalad is if you throw it into a shisarabim and it rests on a bit, something a bit higher, something a bit pointed, something or then it's, why do you want a dafka there? You don't need it dafka there. So therefore, it's not called a mukam dal dal dalad. Look at the bialocha. I'm a shabur at the top of v'ruah dinim zorah b'fiyah kivshan k'day lisrif. So you want it on the top of the furnace to burn, even though that is not dal dal dalad, you're chayev because you want it dafka there and nowhere else. Or b'fiyah kelev la'ochla, even though his mouth is not dal dal dalad, machshavte mishavle mukam dal torim v'chayev. Avol zorah kala maklois al shum dova, just sticking out and they're not dal dal dalad. Even if you want it to fall on there, but there's no special reason why you want it to fall on there, then it's not called. Even if you intended to, that's the, even if you intended it should fall on there, but you have no special reason why it should fall on there, that's not good enough to say machshavte mishavle. And another, the Meiri state also, even though it's not a Shia, Roik, maybe Shetan is a Shia Revis, but Roik won't be a Shia Revis. So, Shemiri, Machavte, Meshavale Mokim, that you want to get rid of it, is also good enough to make it Choshev, that you don't need the Shia of normal Oitzon, you can still be Chayev Chatos. What says Yoshve on the Mishabura is that it's often a riff, the Hantig of Fregen the Kasher, and I haven't foreseen a Teretz, it's often a riff that this Shitta that you Chayev only fits with Rebuda, that I'm Lochshen Suicha Legufa Chayev. The Gemara of the Chamoitzis are Meslikov Roy, you're not Chayev. If you hold, because it's a melacha she'ens yilegufa, you don't need the roik over there. You need the roik away from here. So that's a chaytzor, which you don't need the chaytzor. Ibazoi, it's a melacha she'ens yilegufa. La ribuda she'be fushing riff on this gemara. La ribuda chayev and rabbanon potter and we Magen Avraham Taz because they all hold, not everyone. We all hold melacha she'ens yilegufa potter. Ibazoi, why does the Magen Avraham and Shabura bring here chayev chatos? Sarkasha, hanshkatet. Weiter, oi bekaumelis. De kiven, du mischus, isse de reise, meile bekaumelis, nami, osa kaponim edu abonon, vrat in im hishtin, oi rot mischus surabim, oi bekaumelis, burichik dala damas. Same thing would be, it's not just on mischus, same thing would be on a distance of 4 amas, you'd have the same problem of a kira to an anochen mischus surabim, so you're not allowed to spit tak a dala damas, if you can spit so far, at the rishit of dala damas, in a mischus surabim, or a kaumelis would be the same isse. Steht weiter in the Machabe finishes off. Va filim hoitzi piv va musoi lechutz. Even if his mouth or his amusoi is outside, so he's over here. and his piv or amoser are outside in the other rishus, and then he spits. Says Hashayin the Gemara, that this spit has come from the rishus, the other rishus, or it's come from his mouth. If it's come from his mouth, it's a chokei because it's in the same rishus. Shaila in the Gemara. The Gemara is nish poishes. Right, a boy in the Gemara. Right, a sofik in the Gemara. So zokta Philip on which the leos lina. So the teretz is the leos lina. Bosa the teretz in mechaber states it's osa. Why is it osa? The leos lina. Bosa mokim yitzias hashetan. We don't go after the place where it originally come from. Elam bosa mokim shashetan nekem imenu vuragufa imen bishusacha. Now, by emes the Gemara shaila is in shetan. Now shetan taka pashtus comes from inside the body and passes through the eva and goes out. So even though his eva is in the other rishus, it's passed from that rishus to this rishus. But roik doesn't just pass through. Roik is nisagel in your mouth first. So lechoros a state that the word doesn't speak about roik. This is already the poskim adin roik. So dot the mishuev I took piv nami shodina le bosa guf shoyim mishusacha vavikel roitzi mishus lishus. So he says the same din by piv, although lechayra it can't be the chiyav or even the sofik is not exactly the same sofik, because lechayra once if he has already had the piv, if it's not a straight going out, if he's already had it and he goes out and then he spits, then he's had a hanocha in a mukim over there. So lechayra vogdav zayin andish. Straight, it's all osa, because chiyav zicha won't be even after the sofik, even on the studim on the sofik, because the roik settles in the house in the mouth. Which really we said Meile on the first in is also because it is Chayv Chatos or Chil. In a Nuchayv Chatos, maybe because of Nuchayv Zeguva, but it's a Chil. So here we ask it in a Kalmelis. But here's only a Sufik in the Gemara whether it's really coming from the other Rishus or not. So Meile to ask in a Kalmelis is quite a big chumra. And therefore, even though Loshon Shulchan Aruch Mashal Kalmelis Nami Osa Filik Shoyt Sibi Amos Osa in every case, Amma Bibi Agrokos, and given Dezer Adin Nosyum Shishus Birishus Dereis, he wrote me Tams Faker to ask the Gemara Beteiku, because could be it's not coming from the other Rishus if the Piven Amos is outside. So the Gorn Alt, Yashon Lokom Zebe Kalmelis, is Faker Rabbonak, was Rishon Rabbonak, that in a sofik, if something's osa in a shusha deraisa, shusha ram, shusha yochid, in a kalmelis, we have a mukam to be masafik and to say it is mutter. Zokta, the Bialocha brings a case of if you're spitting in rishus, or if you're shetan in rishus hayochid, into rishus hayochid, but with your koyach it's going afterwards out of the rishus hayochid into the rishus harabim. And you're not going from rishus hayochid to rishus harabim. Your taka spitting or shetan's more common into rishus hayochid, but you know it's going to roll a second later into rishus harabim. So that's koychoy. It's koicha. It's like you're kicking it. It's koicha when you go. So of them, do I have to in a kalmelis as well? Bialocha brings it, but it's moniger later. There's a whole simon about it. Koicha the kalmelis. You're not mamash doing it in the kalmelis. It just mi koicha went into the kalmelis. Siv gimel, roikoi shenitlesh bepiv. Roikoi umuchal lezorkoi. Roikoi, which is already, I mean, of course, a person's allowed to go around with roik in his mouth. Normal roik, I've had it going out. But we're talking about roik, which is already nitlish bepiv umuchal azalkoi. He has got it in his mouth and he's ready to spit it out. It's not so common nowadays. I know when I was younger, people used to spit a lot more, some because they smoked a lot more. No, they used to always spit. It was much more common in Alter Zeiten. People had a lot more spit and they used to spit. And the spit was already nitlish mipiv, it's in his mouth, but it's already muchal azok. His mamash can't stand it anymore. Because the Mishnah says it's not talking about someone that's not well and therefore he has spit. That's a different type of spit. This is kichoy lecha yez magov mosh einabo afkan lenin sapch namayosa, so the prima godim shatzi and yud. That's something else. The phlegm in your mouth when someone's got a cold. This is stam roik, which it was more common in the olden times. People had roik and they used to spit it out. Muchal azok, yesh mishayma. So Dovah Zogin, and Mishbu says that is the Ikedin. You shouldn't wait Dalad Amos to go until you spit. That means you've already got the spit in your mouth. So it's the same thing. If you would be walking Dalad Amos Bishusarabim now, you're carrying it. It's not like the normal spit in your mouth and your normal clothes and everything. It's something you don't want. And something you want to get rid of. It's a masui. It's a masui you're carrying.
You'll stop.
If you don't stop. And Chanamah. So the problem is, what should you do? if you have such spit. So there's a ganze, what are you meant to do? If you, firstly, the same din would be to go from Rishus HaYochid, and you've already got the spit and you want to spit, you'd be in a rush. So you go, I'll spit in Rishus HaRabim. You've carried this spit from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. The same thing could be, the Asur Chaim Kadevsky, what happens if you have to blow your nose? So he writes, Yenaka, blow you, clean it. It's the same Shaila. If you've got something in your nose which you really want to get rid of, so then you're carrying it, so you have to get rid of it. You have to blow your nose to get, because otherwise you're carrying it from place to place. If you have to, so that's, it's a problem if you've got it. That's what I'm saying. It means, that's the Gemara Rabbi Gdeb, it's Dafke if it's proper spit. It depends if you really want to get rid of it. But the din on the Nisapa is only to make sure you really want to get rid of it. And you know if you want to get rid of it. יש מי שאומר, אף אגד המחר בקוס יש מי שאומר, אין לא זו זה שגן תעמד עשו אחרינים, שלי יהיה לך באמס, והדין שלי יהיה לך אז מי שוס ושוס עד שיורק, זה סיים דין. ואתה מכל זה, כמובן דמשטר יקוי, מסוי, זה פרופר מסוי. זאת גבי הלוכה בשוס הרבים, אם חבר היף, סנלי אוניס אז בשוס הרבים, זה לא ספיק about קרמליס. זאת גבי הלוכה, if it's a drabonon, this whole din, it's not a real masoi, so maybe I'll let you off in a Karmelis. But maybe it's a deraisa dikadin, maybe it's taka masoi. If it's a deraisa dikadin, even in a Karmelis, we should make this gezeira. Be a loch clear, tahin the hair, is it a deraisa, is it drabonon? And he came in tzad agraz, yeshusma, that maybe a Karmelis is okay. And then be a loch le shitosa, he adds, even though I'll be making in a Karmelis, because maybe it's not a proper masoi, or maybe some don't hold of this shit at all. You have no problem. It's one of the milers of Erev. Oh, but the problem is, if you take a feel that you have roik, so if you have a roik and you walk with a roik, so what should you do? So if you take a went out to Rishus HaYochid and you know you had roik and then you said you want to spit, you should go back to Rishus HaYochid. It's the same as any carrying. Or the best thing is to spit it onto a mokum p'tor. You have to find a mokum p'tor to spit onto. All exactly the same halachas. A similar shaila is if you got things stuck in between your teeth. Shaila mechashabas, mechsitzot reving day. If you had food, so it's a if someone's food,
it bothers you, and
it mamash bothers you, and you're mamash looking for a toothpick to take it out. And if you be at home, you definitely take it out with a toothpick. So I'll show you, it might be a mechashabas yichligufa, and it's not the shia, and some say it's not. The mechashabas wants to say it's not the derech itzor, and mechsitzot says it is derech itzor because that's where it usually is. About koponim, it's a issa. You have to be careful. You say yesh lahokul. It is something to be careful of. There's no shear to it because it's something that's disturbing you and it's there. So even without a shear, it's issa.
You want to get out.
It's a problem. It's a problem that it shouldn't be done. You should be careful if necessary. Mechsitzo says that we get invited to other people and to Kiddush, and what can we do? We can't. Obviously, taka, problem for it, so it could well be.
Does it help my spit to swallow again?
Yeah. No, if you haven't gone Dal Damas. No, it doesn't, because that's Anocha. Yeah. So, Chaim Kadevsky in a short thing says he should swallow it. You can't. Because the mass, it's Anocha now. Yeah. I don't know what he means. He can't bring a guy from the short kashas that they ask him. Simashin and Aleph. Din Hamoyshe Yodel Litzinner, which is Sarabim Lishtois. Now, we've learned till now very clearly what is Rishus HaRabim, what is Rishus HaYochid. We know Rishus HaRabim has Mechitzas and has Mechitzas of Ten Tvochem and it has Dalad. We know Rishus HaRabim is. Now in the next few simonim we're going to learn there are certain Rishus HaRabims which are called Rishus HaYochid, even though they're not proper Rishus HaYochid, and there's always Machlokes HaPaskim, is it really Rishus HaYochid, is it not? And it all is based on the klal, because we have a din as Chorei Rishus HaYochid, or Rishus HaYochid without the real measurements, and a ziz outside outside your windowsill is also a chayu shus hayochid, is also shus hayochid without the measurements. So we have a lot of halachas that are chayu shus hayochid, even though they're not really chayu shus hayochid. And one of them is this din over here. The din is that if you have a tzino, a pipe, maybe this is better if it would be flat, but if you have a house, and the house on top of it, chozer should say yochid. Yeah, it doesn't. Maybe it should be flat better. Then the sino over there, the gutter, has also, without any shear to it, it's usha sayochid. Why? It becomes chore usha sayochid. It just like the chore sayochid, the windowsill is something I need to use in my house. It gets, becomes mine. The house needs the gutter to keep the water off the side, so it also becomes a chore usha sayochid. The person stands in shesorabim, in sheidor, and he puts his hand over there to get the water. He is taking from usha sayochid to shesorabim. If we put his hand mamash there, it's a gum. Yeah? Rambam state you can't be chayav mamash because the water is flowing the whole time, so it never had a proper akira. As to show a way out of the issa, proper issa, could not be, maybe it's not the raisa. But does state in the Mishnah, you're standing over here, you're taking mamash, and if you put your hand there, you're doing issa the raisa, could be. Shesayochid, and you're standing with Shesorabim. However high your hand is, if you're standing with Shesorabim, this is all Shesorabim, you got Shesayochid Shesorabim. However, if you put your hand lower, then it has, and this is higher than 10, so it's traveled through a Mokim Ptur, it's traveled through a Mokim Ptur, so that you're allowed to do, even though Shesayochid Shesorabim through a Mokim Ptur, you're not really allowed to do it. Abdul Shnei, you're allowed to do it. It's all Kashas, because it's not really Shesayochid. Is it really? Is it? Because it's really in transit. So you can think it's really in transit. You don't say it's reckoning Shesayochid. Those state in the Eshter Shikul. That is called a Maschila. And we have another case over here where the pipe is sticking out three tvochim from the house. This case, the pipe was connected mamash to the house within three tvochim. On that case, it's mamash osa. As soon as the pipe is sticking out more than three tvochim, it becomes more than three tvochim there, it becomes not osha sayochid anymore. Because there's a limit how much these overhanging things can become osha sayochid. So the pipe is only osha sayochid next to the house or within three tvochim. As it goes away from the house, either maschila, which goes alongside the house, or a tzino, which sticks out of the house, that seems to be the pshat here. If they are more than three tvochim away from the house, they're not usha sayochid anymore. Now, let's see the minute. That's first, we'll go into this case. See if Aleph. Lo yamid odom usha sarabim v'yichabe yodoy lemazchila shitzina oruch munach lo'oruch hagag, a long gutter alongside of the roof. B'toich shloisha tvochim samach legag, if it's still within three tvochim, ulekabel emen emayim, shekiven shi b'toich shloisha tvochim samach legag, choshev kegag v'osa, beinim ulemar lemasore lemate masore, avol mutter likloit mino ave, I'll be allowed to take from the ave, afile im yodoy toich shloisha lemazchila. It doesn't matter if his hand is within three, because you don't say lovel from his hand to the maschila, so the mass is going through a mokim ptur, so it's all right. So the mishabur v'chabe yode alavu adim pivoy keli. You can take it with a pivoy keli if you want to be, you want a keli instead, or you take it straight with your mouth. The maschila you're not allowed to. V'koshken likle ma'im al gabia koisel dos. You're going to take off the ushus ayochid itself from the wall, the top of the roof. It means is it or not? So as long as the maschila is only three tvochim away from the gag, it's lovud b'shem gag al zeh. V'av k'moitzi min ha-gag v'shu surabim, v'afile eina maschilu rechova bo tvochim. Mino ave samayim ha-yoidu min ha-maschilu rechad ave shalema ala masor ha-mokim b'tur. If it's lemala masor, you've taken from the ave, so you've taken from a mokim p'tur. If it's gone through the ave in Rishu Sarabim, we assume it's already in Rishu Sarabim before it got to you, because it was in the ave. V'melemata masor, Rishu Sarabim. V'yodei gamkem Rishu Sarabim. So you're either taking, when you're taking from there, we say you're taking the water from that space. That space higher than 10 is a mokim p'tur. So you're right. Lower than 10, it's a Ushus Sarabim. You're also all right. You're standing in Ushus Sarabim. So that would all be all right. Min Ave is okay. From there, Ushus Sarabim is no good. Carries on the Mechaba. Abhoys, the Maschila by letter Shloishim in Agag. If it's sticking out far, it loses its sin, Ushus Hayochid. V'chein stam tzino. Sheboilet Shloisha, a tzino, which is sticking out through this, goes along the roof. And you don't know how far it goes afterwards. But this which is sticking out, dafka, from the roof, is dafka three tvochim usually to keep it away the water from the wall. The chain stamped sinner shaboilet shlosha. Yochol l'chabe yoda aleim elikabel amayim. Then you're allowed to put your hand there and there, because it's more than three tvochim away. But, on condition that it's not dalad al dalad. Because once it's dalad al dalad, then it already becomes a shusayochid fazich. Or if it's lower than, even if it's lower than Yud. Aber, And if it's higher than Yud, then there's a Gzeira, even if it's not Dalet al Dalet, also Dalet al Dalet. Why is there no Gzeira when it's lower than Yud? So this whole case of Heta now is because it's low. Because before we said it's also. Put your hand there, it's also because it's within three. Here, it's a little further away, three. You're allowed to even put your hand there next to it. On condition, lower than Yud, less than Dalet al Dalet, then and it's three Trochim away. Why? Because once it's more than Dalet al Dalet, it becomes a Shusay Yochid, and lower it becomes a Kamalis. I'm saying Bosom Shabuazov. There's no Gzeira to Kamalis, so you're alright. Higher than Yud, it becomes a Shusay Yochid. If it's a Shusay Yochid, you can't Gzeira even less than Dalet al Dalet, also Dalet al Dalet. Does state the Loshon Mishabura. Why? Ostakasha. Fixkit. Why? Why is this Dalet al Dalet a Shusay Yochid? Why? And if this Dalet al Dalet is a Rishus HaYochid because it's connected to the house, so it's Choshev, so why, if it's lower than Yud, for the Machsa Shekel, it should also be a Rishus HaYochid. And if it's Rishus HaYochid, you should have a Gzeira when it's less than then, as if for the Machsa Shekel. But this time we're going to have one Pashtus, and Machsa Shekel says, yeah, it's not Rishus HaYochid, even if it's Dalet al Dalet, it's Ken Rishus HaYochid, and therefore the only asset if it's higher than Yud. But the Mishabur is Loshit, and let's go weiter. Kegoin, the Heta is only on condition it's lower than Yud, less than Dalet al Dalet, and more than three away. Then you can put your hand mamash to it without the air of a mokum patur needed to make the Heta. Ukigoyin she'ein ba'abo la'abo has to be less than Dalet al Dalet. Ben lamata masur, lamata masur. Avlim yesh ba'abo la'abo. If it's got Dalet al Dalet, then b'shem b'shabua, it's also because it's either Kalmelis or it's just a Yochid. Or you feel ein ben Dalet al Dalet, and it's higher than Yud, the Zegzera. Ben lamata masur, it's always also. She'ein ben Dalet, choshem mokum patur. Yesh ben to have a Kalmelis. Afila ein bem lemal de gezuin shem yeh ben rocha bo da vush se yochid ba osa. Shtey. Yeah.
Sure, it's going to be quite impactful to find one which is then lower than...
lower than 10 because, obviously it's on a hill. It's on a hill. Yorushas Rabim is over here, and the house is like in a tesoro. The houses are lower, than basements.
So
it's still Yorushas HaYochid. Yeah, it could be. Yeah.